and welcome to this episode of That's What She Said, which I am calling Three Ways to Love Marketing, for real, for real. In past That's What She Said fashion, we talked about the three types of business time. I'm going to review them now very briefly so you have any idea of what the fuck I'm talking about. When we talk about marketing, that relates directly to mogul time. So keep that in mind as I go through. Your magic is the stuff that only you can do in the world. In your business, it's the stuff that only you can do. If you can pay someone else to do it, it is not your magic. And so your magic becomes the most sacred part of your business and of your daily life. If you're a writer, it's writing the words. If you're a photographer, it's taking the photos. If you're an educator, it's when you're teaching. If you're an accountant, it's when you're getting new clients and interfacing with them. Whatever it is, it's what only you can do. Your muggle stuff, which is a non-magical creature, is a muggle, is all the stuff that other people can do or that society says is urgent, but that doesn't really move the ball forward. So checking your email and deleting all of your spam and sorting your inbox so that it's beautiful and perfect is a muggle activity. Boxing things, shipping things, logistics. You know what are muggle things. Typically, you can also pay someone to do muggling for you. So if you're a lawyer, your magic is working with clients and doing lawyer things. But if you are not a lawyer, then lawyering and law falls into muggling, signing contracts and forms and making sure that all of the appropriate paperwork has been filled out. Muggling. Moguling is when you show people the work that you do, and we sometimes call that marketing. So that is, hey, I'm a painter, I made this painting, and now I show you this painting. Instead of just putting it directly into a shop or a gallery and never mentioning that it existed, I show it to you, and I don't just show it to you, I let you know that it's available for sale. That is moguling. So the three ways to love marketing that I'm going to share are super simple, super brief, and also related to moguling, which means you're going to have to show people what it is that you do. First, my sense is that when you approach marketing, it's somewhere between the castle and the moat. So marketing, you understand it to be vitally important to your business, because without marketing, you are at the mercy of feast and famine and whoever's sending you word of mouth, or just absolutely nothing, everything dries up and you're like, fuck it, I don't even care. So when you start to think about marketing then, you think about it as something either it's huge and important and you know it needs to happen, and it's also like imagine a castle that's about 9 stories high just shooting up directly in front of you, and it's guarded by all sorts of creatures and it's fucking terrifying because it's just stunning and overwhelming, and how are you going to in any way to get into that or manage that or take care of that or heat that or cool that, or just there's so many practical concerns when it comes to castles and the care and keeping of them, and so it scares the shit out of you. Or at the other end there's the moat. And the moat is when all you can see are the alligators. All you can see, you're just oblivious to the fact that there's a drawbridge across the moat and you can do it. There's just moat and horrible, like, disease water. It's tepid and gross and there are alligators and untold monsters. And so why bother anyway? Because you're just going to get eaten by an alligator. So the castle is intimidating and you acknowledge that it's important, but you don't even know where to start. It's overwhelming. And the moat is, why the fuck bother? It's all been done. Nobody cares. I don't give a shit. It's this very nihilist sort of thing takes over. That's probably because you treat marketing as something that you do every now and again versus something that you do daily. Because a daily moguling practice of 20 minutes can be one of the things that makes marketing easier. So if 5 days a week you dedicate 20 minutes to it, that's still less than 2 hours a week, but it isn't something that just gets kicked to, I'll do it on Monday. Oh, I didn't get to it this week, I'll do it next Monday. Oh, I didn't do it this week, I'll do it next Monday. So now we're 6 hours behind, things are going wrong, we're running out of clients or patients or whatever it is that you're trying to get, and you are freaking the fuck out. And now the castle gets bigger, and now the moat gets deeper, and the alligators have populated like rabbits. So the first way to love marketing is to do it every single day that you are in business. So not on weekends. If you typically work 3 days a week, then it means every day that you're working those 3 days. That's fine. But to do it daily and to have it not be a big deal and to have it be one of the first things that you do so you can check it off and it's out of the way. Cool? The second way to love marketing is not to sit down and be like, I'm going to be marketing today. I don't have any idea what that means, right? Which is your next complaint, I know. So here are 10 starting places for your daily moguling practice. Remember, 20 minutes each workday, preferably at the beginning. And these may not all apply to you. They may all apply, whatever it is. These are just ideas to get you started. Like, oh, if that counts, then this also counts. And if that counts, then, oh, yeah, yeah, I could do that. Yeah, that's the idea. So here are 10 starting points. One, you can promote old or older blog posts with new links to your services or sales page added at the end. So you wrote a blog post 3 years ago. It's dead, right? Wrong. You say, here's a throwback, here are the archives, here's the time machine, or you don't say anything like that at all. You say, here was the last time that this family was in, hooray! And you have a link at the bottom of that blog post that you updated with your new services or sales at the end. Super simple, and it's effectively keeping your older work in the loop, and it's reusing it instead of being like, well, that's over, it's done, that has no purpose ever again. You can show us your product or service in action on Instagram, Facebook, or the social media outlet of your choosing. If you have physical products, you can show them being used by you or being used by customers. You can share testimonials with just a photo of your stuff and then a testimonial from the client, preferably tagged. Or you can show you practicing what you preach. So if you are a teacher who helps women to take better care of themselves, then you showing yourself getting massage equals you practicing what you preach. So yes, that counts as marketing for that day because it lends you authenticity and shows that you can be trusted to do what you say you're going to do. Number three, you can share your latest booking slots or what's available on your calendar or in your inventory with your email list. If you don't have an email list, if you're like, nope, that's too scary, dude, I want you to Google BrandCamp 15 minutes to an email list and it is done. 15 minutes, you can do that. And that can count as your moguling for the day, just getting your email list set up and on your website. Number four, you can write a new blog post and share the link to social media, remembering that blog posts do not have to involve words, nor do they have to involve images. They can be whatever the fuck you want. So like a single quote that's super great and a photo, fantastic. Three of your favorite photos with a link to your services, awesome. Three paragraphs, no photo, fuck it, fine, great. There are no rules about blog posts for your business, except that if you have a blog, keep going. And then share what you've done. Number five, you can answer all client inquiries with buy links. So if every day you wake up and instead of just looking at your email and then saying you'll get back to someone, every single person that's inquired about your products or services gets an answer and a link to buy whatever it is they're asking about directly, you have done your moguling. Number six, you can follow up with previous client inquiries. So anybody that's asked and they had questions, you answered them and it's sort of drawing out. You can solicit more questions and you can make the ask to buy and give a buy link. That's hard. That's also really fucking crucial. About 50% of sales take place in follow-up. So if somebody emails you and then you're like, I never heard back. Okay, email them. Ask them how it's going. Let them know you're going to check again in a few days. Typically, I follow up between 2 and 4 times, depending on how well I know the person and whether they've asked me to follow up or not. And there's always a buy link at the end if they want to get on board. Number seven, you can update your available spots or your available wares on your website, your social media, and to your email list. So remember that that's a lot of stuff, your website, social media, and email list. So that can even count as 3 days of moguling if you want. Fine. But if you're one of those people that's like, I have limited spots each month, nobody knows what the fuck limited means. Do you mean like 300 or do you mean like 4? So tell people. And if you're like, I have limited wares available or limited spaces or limited scarves or pants or whatever, how many are available? It's super helpful for people to know. And if you're like, well, actually, I have unlimited, then this does not apply to you. Don't say that you have unlimited spots available. That's not going to help you. Skip it. Number eight, you can share a chapter of any book, program, or course that you teach on social media with a link to download. The idea being that when you give people a chapter of a book, they want to keep reading. When you give them the first part of a course, they want to keep going. You can do that with M-School. For me, obviously, that's a practice that I have pretty regularly, that you can always download the chapter of the book. Number 9, you can schedule and then attend in-person circles, workshops, events, clubs, and other human-to-human events. And if you're like, that takes 2 hours, then fine, that counts as your week's moguling. But if you're going to count it, then you have to hand out your business card, you have to make some connections, you have to actually get out of your extroverty bits and interact and network in some fashion. If you're like, yeah, I went to the event, but I was completely silent, and that was a big step, you can acknowledge it as a big step. But if you haven't spoken to anyone, it does not count as moguling. I love you and I understand. I'm just drawing a line. And number 10, you can send snail mail to past and current clients. So let's say that you sell fucking kick-ass yoga pants. You can send a snail mail to every person that's ever purchased your yoga pants with a promo or discount of some kind. You can send it to the past 10 people that purchased with a promo code to re-up and buy some more right away. You can send a referral code. You can send just a thank you, and also there's this exclusive product you can buy. Or you can just send a thank you. Like, that's it. Just thank you. Snail mail always counts as moguling. It's also really deeply personal, and people really deeply love it. So, you have 20 minutes. You identify whether you're a castle or a moat person, and watch that tendency, because moguling is all about the ability to make your way into the castle without being overwhelmed by it, to do the work, and then to go about your day. So you have your ideas that you can do every day, and those are all infinitely recyclable ideas. Those aren't things that are seasonal. Those aren't things that happen just once and then they're done. You keep doing it and it keeps going. You can also schedule these things. So if you're like, well, my moguling is going to be that I share a link once a day on Facebook and once a day on Instagram, and you schedule all that in advance, fucking awesome. Done. Perfect. Great. But at least you did it, right? That's the point. The third thing you need to do is stop boring the shit out of yourself. If you would not open, read, click on, or otherwise engage with your marketing materials, your people won't either. If you're like, I'm just saying the same thing everyone else is saying, then stop saying the things that everyone else is saying. If you're like, I don't know how to be more of myself and I want to shoot everyone because this is terrible and horrible and I don't understand how anybody would buy from me because I wouldn't buy from me. Right? If that's your trouble, you're boring the shit out of yourself. That's the real problem. The issue is that you begin to let out more of yourself and then you don't bore yourself so much. And when you're not bored, your people are not bored. And when your people aren't bored, they pay attention to your marketing. If you're like, I have no idea where to begin with that, that's what M-School is for. M-School is magic school. It's for consciously and slowly letting out your particular brand of magic and then articulating it for your people. And you can click on brandcampblog.com, click on courses, you'll go right to it. If you're like, yeah, but I don't want to buy a class. Okay, so here's the first thing you can do. Anything, any discount, any promo, any special offer, any event that you attend, any offer you make, just run it by the would I buy this test. And if the answer is no, then keep tweaking it until you would. And if you're like, but what I make, I don't value. I would never pay for this. Then why are you doing it? If you're like, yes, I make $700 scarves. I would never buy one. Cool. I don't know that we're a good fit because I don't understand what you're doing. I only make things and produce things and create things and put things into the world that I personally endorse, use, buy, love, and share. So, those are 3 ways to love marketing. And I just scared myself by saying that, by the way. That was the pause. And I was like, well, it happened. So I'm saying it. I'm totally saying it. So you're going to commit, just try a week. Try a week of moguling every single day for 20 minutes, of using one of those 10 starting points as a way to mogul. You can set a timer, it's fine. And then try committing to not boring the shit out of yourself, to finding a way to share something that's fun, that's quirky, that's different, that's interesting, that is not just the same old thing that you've always done, Unless the same old things that you've always done is fucking working and is working well, then keep doing it. But if you are boring you, your people are bored. And if you're like, I have no idea where to begin, I cannot wrap that up for you in under 15 minutes in a podcast. So check out M School, head to brandcampblog.com, go to M School, and let me help you bring your particular magic to the world. Should you have any questions, comments, concerns, ideas, other things that you want to talk about, or you're like, I have no idea how to do this, or I'm still confused, or can you say more about, you're going to have to talk to me because that's the only way for me to know. I'm at brandcamponline@gmail.com. I'm also on Instagram, kkelp. I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/brandcamp. And I will see you in all of those places very soon. Thank you so much for listening and for participating and for taking part in the ongoing unfolding of your business. I know this isn't easy, but I also know that you can do it. I'll see you soon.